Welcome to the show. It is, of course, Robbie's Modern Life with you till 1 p.m. today. And speaking of shows, many of you last night were probably glued to the television for the 61st Annual Logie Awards. You might have seen that.
Oh, yeah, I was watching.
What a spectacle. You know, I love watching the glitz and the glamour of a red carpet event like this. You might have seen it. You had plenty of amazing TV celebrities from all over the country hosted at the Star Casino on the Gold Coast. Rumour has it they even upgraded to a conference room for the event. Conveniently enough, the operations of the casino went uninterrupted with this going down. You might have seen that. I'm just playing with you. There are, of course, many rooms you could fill with Aussie TV talent. In fact, the casino had to have numerous additional rooms added on in a last-minute renovation. You might have read about this somewhere. The quick turnaround made for a great drama as Scotty Cam and the team from the block seized the opportunity to film the construction. Still wasn't enough to bag best TV series, unfortunately. Might have seen this that went down to Wentworth. And look, all the winners were deserved, including, of course, Costa Georgiadis from Gardening Australia, who took away the award for popular presenter. When interviewed after the ceremony, you might have seen this on TV, the Logie nowhere in sight until he scratched his beard and it fell out to the shock of the interviewer. Right out of his big beard, the Logie Award fell right out. In other news, ex-Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott made news with an entertaining tweet. Did you see this?
No.
He said online, he tweeted, he said, "People that eat kiwi fruit with the skin on are actually psycho." You might have seen that. He tweeted that. "People that eat kiwi fruit with the skin on are actually psycho." That's a pretty ironic call, Mr. Abbott, given you were famously photographed biting into a whole onion with the skin on, wouldn't you say? Famously, you bit into an onion and it had the full skin on. It was pretty psycho, wouldn't you say? Pretty ironic you would tweet that.
That is odd.
Our current Prime Minister has been in Osaka over the weekend for the G20 summit. You might have seen this. The top 20 global players all in one place talking over all the big issues of the world at the moment. ScoMo, or Scott Morrison, had the audience of Donald Trump for a special dinner at the event where the two talked things over in private. ScoMo was invited Trump to the President's Golf Club in Melbourne in December. Rumour has it Trump is going to try and squeeze in the trip between tweets. Might have seen this. Now, there's a new protest going around. Have you seen? You guys seen this? It's called the Inner West Wants a Beach Protest. Only problem is they're not sure where to put it. Not sure. Sure as in beach.
Sure, yeah.
And another local news. Have you seen this? One of the many big things located around Australia, the 60-foot Brontosaurus on the Stuart Highway in Darwin, has been taken down. Might have heard about this one. It's not all sad news, though, because the dinosaur nicknamed Big Kev is just being taken down momentarily for repairs. That's right. Rumour has it the dinosaur Big Kev is keeping an eye on the workers repairing him with a scheme he is calling the Fair Work Act. Might have read about this one. We kid, we kid. Hey, it's a huge show today. Got Bernie Bolgi in the studio.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Mitchell JC.
Welcome back, everyone.
And myself, Robbie Armfield. We're doubling down today with charity blackjack again this week. Gambling your money for charity and hopefully winning.
Yeah, hopefully we get that. We'll be having our representative from the casino in as well to gamble with us. The Inner West, as previously mentioned in the monologue just then, they want a beach. And so we're going to be doing a big deep dive into what the protest was all about, happened over the weekend.
What are you, darling? Where's your costume?
This is my costume. I'm a homicidal maniac. They look just like everyone else.
And it's not all sunshine, though. Some gals rock our world, and some have souls so dark that they rip our hearts out and stomp them on the curb. Today, we'll be looking at our top six goth chicks.
That's right. And what are you doing with your tax bucks? Let us know on the text line, 0409 945 945. How much did you get back? And what have you spent it on?
Cars, food, luxury items.
Drinks.
Anything. Let us know. 0409 945 945 is the number.
Where are you spending your tax bucks? We've also got some great tunes. This is one of them. It's from Caroline Polachek. It's called Door. Stick around. RML and FBI Radio.
Back in the city, I'm just another girl in a sweater. Perpetual.
Round the planet to prove what I wasn't, and the door slams hard behind you when you leave the house of judgment. Been waiting for regret to hit me, some kind of reckoning. I waited for the drop, cause lately the yang comes with yin. Back in the city, I'm just another girl in a sweater, but bet you will notice signature on a check made up to you. Now there's the sunset soft in the wood, yeah. Sometimes I don't know who I'm singing to.
Door by Caroline Polachek. Will she make RML's top six goth chicks list? That's coming up later in the show. You're going to have to stick around to learn more. We asked you before the break about your tax dollars. Where are you spending them? The text line is 0409-945-945.
Going off.
Somebody chiming in saying, RML should have won gold at the Logies. Thank you. And tax dollars going straight towards some new posters for my room. That's awesome. I hope you have some good posters.
And hoping you have good posters.
Hi, Kronos here. Tax money just in. Precise amount earned this year, 2009 bitcoins. Spent mostly on Mikos and Redskins, plus a new pair of Crocs. Dope. Good on you, mate. Wow, thanks for getting involved. Now,
rushed into Westfield early this morning.
I like milk duds.
Seen running into Westfield at 9 a.m. this morning.
Anon. Found. Bernie.
Like headline or something. What do you mean?
To sort of tease for a new cinema that we're talking about later in the show, but you've got a little fact for us, a little movie fact about one of the greats. Swing it through us.
I've been wanting to tell you guys this fact for a while now. Did you know that Psycho, Alfred Hitchcock, famous movie, 1960? You guys aware
of course.
That?
He's a great. Of course.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
It's actually the first.
I haven't seen it yet. Go ahead.
Okay. It was actually the first. It's actually the first film to in America to portray a toilet being flushed. Not only that, the first film to portray a toilet. The sound of a toilet being flushed as well. So I got both those two little firsts. Psycho.
Well, that's going to be swirling around my head for a while, Bernie. That little fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be swirling around like a toilet bowl, man.
Bernie. Oh, yeah, man. That's absolutely fascinating. Thanks for that little fact.
No worries.
Now,
you have been wanting to say that for a while.
Oh, yeah, I've been.
We turn our attention now to the inner west of Sydney. There's a protest going on.
Let's hone in.
The residents of the inner west of Sydney are sick and tired of traversing Sydney's roads to attend beaches populated by the hottest and sexiest tanned bodies in the southern hemisphere. They want a beach where they can feel free to expose their soft-bodied love handles and hairy fat frames. It is a well-documented fact that residents of the inner west of Sydney prefer to drink alcohol, chew tobacco, eat pizza, complain about plane noise, and watch bands than eat healthy and smash it out in the local gym.
Some beach ambience.
Yeah, nice. That's why the inner west has banded together for a big protest against not having a beach in the inner west of Sydney. That's right. This unruly mob wants a freaking beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. They want a freaking beach. They're going to want to double the lifeguards down to accommodate the lack of swimming capabilities of this unfit region of Sydney, the inner west.
Like, so these guys unfit,
haven't, like, they haven't seen water, but now they want a beach. We're looking at what is most probably the most unfit region of people in the city.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah, so people in the inner west love a few beers, cigarettes, and loud live music, all very damaging to the body, which is on full display at the beach.
That's right. Cigarettes, pizza, beer, it's going to load up. It's going to load up the bot in a way that is just absolutely unruly and filthy to the sight. Love handles, disgusting,
greasy, hairy, flopping bodies
all over the shop. It's disgusting.
It's typical of the NOS, you know. It's greasy bodies.
And watch them seal their way into the surf, you know what I mean?
Greasy seals flopping their way into the marsh. That's right. The protest went down at Courtyard, adjacent to Young Friendly's Brewery in Newtown. Yeah. Bernie, you love that place, which was a decision for a location, considering it wasn't in public. The only reason we heard about it was word of mouth from a trendy mate who lives in the area and knows these kinds of things. Bernie, did you head along?
Yeah, I was at the protest. It was great. Yeah, they had it was a great vibe. Big American barbecue. Going there. The Young Friendlies. They also had they had a basketball hoop set up. What else? They had it was dog friendly.
I'm obsessed with that barbecue, man. That American barbecue.
The American barbecue.
Yeah, all the Kranskis and
Not quite American. I'm not sure.
It's some kind of weird fusion thing. Yeah, that treats cool.
Kranskis. The other thing that I'm sure you love about this particular brewery, Mitch, is that it's dog friendly. I know from being in a few parties with you, if a party has a dog, you're right there with that Papa Doggo saying g'day.
God, I'll walk in and I'll skip the queue to the bathroom, skip the drinks. I'm straight to that dog.
That's why it's called Young Friendlies as well, though. It's a very friendly atmosphere, dog friendly, human friendly as well.
Yeah.
Sign, dog friendly and human friendly.
Young Friendlies, they have plenty of craft beers on tap, which were free of charge for everyone who had a protest sign. We'll be getting into some of those later on. There were some pretty amazing ones.
And into some of their beers as well. We'll be looking at some of those a bit later. Young Friendlies.
Oh, that a nice watermelon one that I loved.
Yeah, you like that.
People were also encouraged to bring their own homebrew keg, which absolutely they did. It's a great initiative.
Oh, I love that. Love that. I've been dabbling in it at home as well, and oh man, you can do so many crazy things with a little microbrewery kit at home. So I was so keen to find out what they had, what people had brought along.
And American barbecue, which I think we mentioned
on. Kranskis, German sausages,
krautwurst,
sauerkraut,
hotwurst,
hogs, and a children's indoor playground, which, you know, lots of people have kids, that's fine. And, you know, you can bring them along. And
I love that.
Someone had a Greek salad.
Really? I didn't see that. Free range chicken coop for eggs and doona feathers as well. It was a real sort of, it was an inner west affair. Let's put it that way. Young Friendly's beers, obviously they had the watermelon one that I love, the Pilsner. We'll be talking about those later. But the main points from the protest that we want to drive home, this is what the protest was about. Inner west of Sydney wants a beach. They don't want to drive out to Manly, to Bondi, all the, you know, the hottest tanned, sexy bodies. You know, inner west people have the flabby sort of seal, kind of hairy,
rock and roll bodies, they're
called rock and roll bots. That's what they're called.
Post rock and roll.
They don't want to drive these inner west. They don't want to drive all the way there. Inner west locals are terrible drivers at best, and they know it. So less time behind the wheel, the better. With the beach, they can just go to the marsh and flop around.
Yeah. So by bringing the inner west, by bringing the beach into the inner west, it's going to avoid the problem of inner west people driving, which is a problem causing a lot of havoc along the routes to beaches from the inner west. So that'll be good.
They're impatient.
That leads into the next thing here that they're bargaining for. They don't want to get stuck in traffic.
Right.
They don't like driving, and they do not want to get stuck in traffic. This is something we've gleaned from focus groups we've done.
Yep. They want to reduce red light time at intersections as well. So, I mean, ideally, this is probably the best thing for them, because I'm not sure that's quite possible to do.
Reducing red light time.
That was what came up a lot in the survey that we did of them.
Yeah, the speakers, which we'll get into in a bit, they brought that up as well. You know, we want to reduce red light time.
Yeah, at intersections.
RLTs. They wanted to reduce RLTs. Yeah.
They all feel mildly nauseous a lot of the time. That was one of the main points of the protest. So
I don't know what they're like.
I assume the correlation is they want to be able to vomit freely at a marsh of their choice. And so they should be able to. I mean, you're having that many cigarettes and beers chugging down your homebrew kegs in a seal formation. I mean, you're gonna feel sick no matter what you do. Anyway,
Sorry, Mitch, go ahead, mate. Sorry, I might take the floor there. It doesn't help to use your beers as an ashtray either.
That's what.
Really? They do that in the NOS.
They do that.
That's vile.
Hey, there's a lot more to get to here. We've got a few more main points to get to about this protest, etc. We'd love to hear your take on how the protest has gone down and what you think about this. Should the Inner West have a beach of their own? Or is it just some sort of piss week, generation piss week crap? Let us know. Snowflake City. We've got one here from Anonymous Texas saying, Bondi needs a mountain for hikes. True blue. Struth, mate. Love
Damn,
that one.
That's a good idea. That's
absolutely.
So whip him into shape.
Let us know what you reckon on the text line.
Falling down, tumbling down the mountain.
Stick around. More RML after the break. This is Kieran J. Callanan's new one, The Homosexual. Bye. No, not the... Homosexual by Kieran J. Callanan. His new album, Return to Center, is out now. RML right now on FBI Radio. Robbie Burney and Mitchell on the dial. Thank you so much for being with us. We're talking about the Inner West protest that happened recently about those residents wanting a beach in the region. They're sick of driving out to Bondi, Manly, wherever there might be a beach in Sydney. They want one close by where they can sort of just feel free to expose their hairy, disgusting bodies. We asked you on the text line about what you feel.
What did they say?
Go on from Gregory and Croydon saying, I lived in Erskineville 25 years ago and talked Tony, publican of the Erko then, into a New Year's Eve party complete with sand in the front beer garden. We called it Erko Beach Far Away in Time. Awesome. You're a bit ahead of the curve there, mate.
Far Away in Time, but ahead of time.
Yeah. Another one here from Kian in Sydenham. Tired of RLT on the way to the beach, only to be met with bodies that make me feel lesser and insecure.
Too much RLT.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, absolutely, the Inner West does need a beach, and I'm glad you guys have addressed this planning shortcoming, JP.
Yeah, glad to see people are agreeing with this big protest, because there was a lot of numbers at the protest, which happened over the weekend at Young Friendly's Brewery in Newtown, and it's good to see. There was a big turnout there, wasn't there, Mitch? We were there over the weekend, but, you know, I feel like Greater Sydney needs to know about this as well, so it's good to see a cross-section on the text line here.
And it's not just good for the Inner Westians either. I mean, Bondi is going to be seeing lower numbers of, you know, what some of us might consider to be not so, you know, lovely bodies.
Not the fittest bodies.
Not the fittest bods.
They drink, they smoke, they listen to rock and roll. It's not the best for your body.
Tattoos. Not the best to see on the beach. Tattoos? You like them?
You don't like tats, Rob?
Nah, they're disgusting.
That's cool.
So, we're looking at what the main points of the protest were before the break, and we'll just go through some of them now. Some of them were, they all feel mildly nauseous a lot of the time in terms of the Inner West housemates.
It just seems to be a general malaise and feeling of uneasiness as well they've got in there. General sort of sense of anxiety a lot of the time.
They're concerned that they're not sure if they can swim anymore. They want the casinos taken down. More DJ events and places to DJ.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've also got, they don't want to be body shamed. That's a pretty big one there. They also want more areas to protest. And this was also, you know, they weaved that messaging into the protesting as well, because the Young Friendly's courtyard, it's limited size. I mean, it's cozy, but, you know.
You can't really see in. is one of the bigger concerns, I guess. Mm. For a public protest, it's...
That's what was confusing as well, yeah. Why did they have it at the Young Friendlies? Why didn't they have it up out on the street or something, King Street?
I think it comes down to the most of the patrons wanting to have a few beers, I suppose, at the protest.
And be able to smoke.
Guilty. Yeah.
Guilt-free. Which Young Friendlies, you're able to do that, and more.
Mm. Well, they got beers at Young Friendlies. What have they got there?
Oh, they got a huge amount of beers. New Townie, a watermelon drink that I enjoyed, Spartan Ale, the Bearded Black Ale that Mitch was downing like an absolute champ.
Lord, that was... Yeah,
that was so epic.
Yeah. And you get, if you get half of it in your beard, you get it free. That's what I like about that one.
And lastly, this one called Sprite. It's called Sprite.
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 S-P-R-A-T-T there.
It's from Deutschland or something like that. Anyway, there were speakers, pretty high-profile speakers at this protest. Wow. Right off the top here, we had Osher Gunsberg. It was amazing to see him. He performed a half-hour set about how his suntans helped him beat depression. Also, being able to show off his body progress helped heaps in terms of his mental well-being, which
that's
is
really good.
Amazing
that's
to
really
see.
Nice. Mm.
Yeah.
Yep. Turnbull, next up. Dr. Kark, Husey as well on the list here. That's great. It's a big list of speakers.
Oh, yeah,
there were all
and
comedy set.
And Khalid Walid of The Assignment was also there.
Khalid Walid.
Khalid Walid.
I must have left too early.
Khalid
Walid. Was he there? Was he the final
speaker?
He was
there, yeah. It was awesome to see such a high-profile figure.
I must have been taking a piss at the time or something like that.
He was you might know him from The Assignment on TV. That's Khalid Walid.
Yeah. Mm.
Wow.
There was also performances. The talent, we had Jess Mowboy, of course. Oh. You know, what an amazing voice. Love to see her perform. Dr. Kark did a science experiment live. It had to do with... It wasn't
I think
very,
it was a volcano.
And honestly, it was quite crap. I would not have... Yeah, it was
who's Dr.
Shit.
Kark?
Moby actually had a Skype performance. He was beamed through on a bit of a visual thing, and it was mostly talk about his new book.
I think the crowd kind of went silent for that.
Yeah.
It's just spurting about his book, so...
And some amazing signs. Did you guys see the signs?
The signs.
Protest?
Oh my God, the signs.
Wow. Get me every time.
If you're just tuning in, by the way, we're talking about a protest that happened over the weekend. Inner West wants a beach.
Mm, and boy, do they want a beach. And they gathered at Young Friendlies Brewery in Newtown. Public-private protest. I don't know why they had it there instead of on the street. Anyway, they had some great signs. They had some great signage. People got real creative. Let's list them off. We wrote some down.
Yep.
Some of our favourite. Here we go. Support our bus drivers. Not sure. I guess maybe they mean more private transport or something.
I feel like a lot of people took just the energy of a general distaste for things to the signs here. Well, yeah. There weren't... Some were quite specific. Others were fairly general, I would say.
Less
and
specific,
had less to do... Had a lot less to do with the actual protest. Anyway, another one here. Exhaust is killing the environment. So that was sort of poorly spelled. Red light, green light, give us a beach. That one was
that
right
was,
on point. I love that,
that was witty. I like that one.
It had the, like... flashing LEDs on it as well.
Yeah, it was so a real good. Party one. I had a UE boom strapped to the side. So.
I just want a place to bury my head in the sand. That was in quote marks.
Yeah,
honk if you want a beach. Honk if you surf. Those are my favourites.
Mm. Yeah, I get beach horny, baby. I'm not sure what that one was, but yeah, that was funny to see, I suppose.
Just that's pretty funny, up. Yeah.
I want to feel sand in my crack again.
That was good.
Kind of
that
funny.
Was just kind of humorous, yeah. Don't know what this is, but I just needed an excuse to sink a beer.
Now that one
pretty
was, that was a big sign.
That was a that huge was a big sign.
One. That was a big, like, you know, almost like a lumberjack guy holding that one. He was ripped.
Yeah.
You know, big beard.
Yeah, there are a few, like, tradies under it, I think, sinking a couple of
Young
Friendlies bears.
Honk if you're horny. That one's pretty
classic.
Straight.
It's just classic.
Yeah. Fossil fuels from fossilized old men with sand in their balls. It seems like...
I'm not sure what they were trying to say.
Yeah.
Save the reef. Give us a beach. ScoMo, wake up. Move the reef to Sydney. Packer up, boys. That's probably referring to James Packer or the Packer family in general,
Packer
I think.
Up, yeah.
Packer up, boys. I think that was to do with...
Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
Life's
I'm not sure what it's got to do with the beach.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a couple of Rothschilds ones as well. Yeah. I think they were just against rich people. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. Life's a beach. Just gamble it.
It's almost pro-gambling, that one.
I don't get that one.
Quite unclear where the message is going.
Mm. They were... Yeah, anyway. They also talked about the potential location for the beach.
Oh, this is good. This is important. I think we should dwell on this for half a second because they pitched some good areas. They got the Young Friendlies Brewery. Sydney Park, that's not, pretty good.
Bondi Beach. Some of them suggested Bondi Beach. I think the whole reason for the protest is that we're moving it from there, mate. Jesus.
Oh, God.
The throbbing Italian forum in Leichhardt, of course, was a great contender.
I reckon that's a good one. Lake and Burwood Park. And finally, Mitch, what was the last one? This one's a good one.
Yeah, Rockwood Necropolis.
Oh, the Rookwood Necropolis, of course.
Is it Rookwood? Okay.
It's like a marsh. Yeah,
I think it's just a big cemetery, is that right?
Yeah, Dan? That's a... I don't know why they'd want to build a beach in a cemetery. It's quite...
No.
It's tasteful.
That is. It's got a few other just stupid suggestions. Yeah. Oh, what were we saying, Rob? Sorry?
I was just saying it had the cemetery...
Glebaldi.
Yeah, what?
Glebaldi here as well.
Haley from Marrickville has texted in. I'm a Harry and a West rock chick and I won't rest until our needs are met. We need our own beach where we can play FBI out loud and take psychedelics without the anxiety of all those beautiful bods around judging us. That's right. We're in the inner West. We smoke, we drink, we have tattoos. We enjoy watching live music. We're fat and we're proud of it. We flop around.
Big down cigarettes,
handles, hairy, beer. Disgusting. Mm. Oh,
cigarettes, God. Beer, just get loud
me a
music.
Just get me a floaty and get me in that surf.
Yeah.
I want to flop about in the waves, you know?
Flop about like a seal. All right.
He's hoping this goes ahead and government wakes up and gets a beach to the inner west.
Exactly right. Hey, do you recognize this voice?
Why are you dressed like that?
Like what?
Like you're going to a funeral. Why are you dressed like somebody died?
Wait.
Oh, Wednesday's at that very special age when a girl has only one thing on her mind. Boys.
Homicide.
Stick around to find out. We've got our top six goth chicks countdown soon, as well as your business, Bernie, the burned bean. It's met a terrible fate.
Yeah, up in flames.
You're on RML right now, FBI Radio. Keep the text coming in about the NOS protest. We'd love to hear from you. This one's Stargaze Lilies. See you in a moment. Stargazer Lilies there with their song Dizzying Heights, RML, on FBI Radio.
That's a fact.
Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell on the dial. Now, we're going to get to those top six goth chicks ASAP, as well as the fate of Bernie's small business. But before that, it's time to look at something that we're going to be trialing over the next few weeks. It's called Charity Blackjack. As you might recall from last week, we put it all on the line for charity in a game of blackjack.
This month on Robbie's Modern Life, we're doubling your money.
I want to donate to charity.
Oh. Play to win.
I'm going to be playing another hand every week. And to my understanding, the money's just going to accrue and double and triple and quadruple. And we're going to give it all to a charity.
With the winnings going to a charity of your choice. It's the must-win situation for the three boys at Robbie's Modern Life.
We're going to gamble enough to the point where we can substantially give our winnings to a charity.
Losing a game of blackjack means the pot of charity money is gone. Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come to play Charity Blackjack.
Playing out a single winner takes all hand of blackjack between us and the dealer. We managed to snatch a victory last week from under the casino's nose with a lucky hand of 21. And in doing so, we doubled our pot to give to charity. And it's only going to get bigger and bigger, I think.
Yeah, so this week we'll be upping the ante once again by going double or nothing. But this time with a deck half full of kings. That's the catch. So this will ensure a much higher chance of busting on the first hit that we do and of us losing everything we've won to date for a charity of your choosing. So that's a grand total of 200 charity bucks that we're ready to give away at any moment.
We're going double or nothing this week as well.
Without further ado, we welcome once again the casino's representative and who we now consider our close friend, Jimmy Z.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen. Yes, very honoured to have that title. It's a pleasure to be here.
And now that you are, you know, in the fold, one of our close friends.
Good terminology, Bernie.
You could possibly, you know, it is for charity, so you could maybe stack the deck or something.
Kind of help us out a little bit here.
Well, I don't know about that. You know, it's always by the book here, by the rule. We'll do our best, though, and I hope you have some very good luck today.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I see you've... what's that? You got a
Gentlemen, yes, I've got a roulette wheel with us here today. I understand.
Okay, that's not blackjack though, is it, Jimmy Z? A roulette table.
I will be your croupier today, spinning the wheel. And, okay.
Does anyone have a deck to give to Jimmy?
I don't even know the rules. I don't know the rules of Russian of roulette.
Okay,
gentlemen,
we have a roulette table, though, Jimmy Z.
14, gentlemen. 14 red.
Okay. I don't know.
Was it a practice run? We're going to need a deck. We can't play blackjack with a roulette table.
Yes, we'll keep on going here, boys.
Are we losing money on this hand? What are we starting now?
Place your bets in, please.
Okay.
All right. Can we just at least
understand what's actually happening
so
here?
So should we maybe make a bet on it? Red or black, I guess.
But I thought we were still doing blackjack. All right, we're doing roulette. Charity roulette now, I guess.
There's a lot of money on the line, isn't there? I don't really know what's going on.
Jimmy, you could, like, you know, maybe...
You've got...
put a magnet in the ball or something. I don't know.
I cannot. Unfortunately, it's a regulation wheel here today, Bernie, and everything will be official.
I mean, we consider you our close mate at this point. So, I don't know, throwing us maybe a couple extra throws or something, a couple extra numbers, I don't know.
It's for charity.
Maybe bet on red, Mitchell. That's all I'm saying. I'm just kidding,
okay, red,
Mitch. I'm just
red.
Kidding. Just
okay.
Kidding, guys.
All right, we'll Jimmy go Z, red. He's got the tip up red. We'll double down. Let's
200
do
on red.
Here we go.
Really? Well, it was just a joke, but I'll spin the wheel now for you guys.
What?
I am your official croupier, remember?
Oh, why are there so many blacks on there?
Place your bets.
Is this a regulation wheel? It looks very...
Choose your numbers, gentlemen.
It doesn't look like there's many reds.
Lubed up.
Just keeps going.
Good accent.
Do we choose a number now?
Yes, please choose your numbers. Hedge your bets.
All right, well, what number should we choose?
15.
100 bucks!
15 red?
15 red.
Yeah. All right.
15 red. That is accepted.
Because the odds aren't 1 to 2 for that.
Okay, it's all for charity.
Jeez, spinning up for a while.
Charity roulette.
What is it?
All right. 200. Have we tripled it? Have we doubled it? What have we done?
15 red.
Oh,
really?
What?
Hey!
All right, yes.
Jimmy Z, the man.
Jimmy, you pulled some strings,
I guess. Thank you, bud.
Quite unbelievable odds. Well done, gentlemen. I never really thought that was possible.
Wow, thanks, Jimmy Z. That's epic.
One in 36
400 bucks, I think it's up to now.
Jimmy.
We're going to be able to donate so much money to charity.
Oh, man. What are we up to now? How much money?
I think like $400.
Holy crap, that's awesome. All right, well, $400, we're going to gamble that next week, and hopefully we can increase that for the charity of your choosing. Let us know which one we should donate to. On the text line, Elza in Haberfield has chimed in saying, my skin is very lackluster and my swimmers are old and vintage, so they sag an awful lot. Would be good if they give us our own beach where we can be free. Absolutely. That's in reference to the Inner West Beach protest that happened recently. Keep your hot takes coming through on that. Mm. And thanks, Jimmy Z, for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
All right.
See you, Jim.
After the break, we'll be looking at top 6 goth chicks. You might know this voice from somewhere, do you?
I'll buy a cup if you buy a box of my delicious Girl Scout cookies. Do we have a deal?
Are they made from real Girl Scouts?
That's one of the goth chicks that might be appearing in our list. Stick around to find out. This is Lovesick by Lindstrom and Krista Bell. RML, FBI Radio. Keep it locked. Hey, hey.
you're gonna be there? Are you sure you're gonna call back when I'm calling up and not up? Didn't know that I'm sick. Did you think I would quit? Did you think I would hung? Get the hair, I'm sick. I'm love sick. Get your head spun. Like my heart is quick. I'm love sick. Get your hair it spun. I'm all down. Can we make it up? Can you call it a sound? Can you move to the beat? Can you listen? Yeah. Can you feel my beat? Can you feel the bass? Can you hear how it clapping? Can you make it a stop? Cause I won't go happy. Get the hair sick.
Love Sick by Lindstrom and Krista Bell. RML right now on FBI Radio. Bernie, you've got a little video for us here. Let's have a look. This is a funny one, is it?
I don't know. I
someone's got to do it.
Oh!
Oh! Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, my God.
Did he get decapitated?
That is so disturbing.
Oh, can you check the comments? Oh, no, I see what they said in the comments.
Special branch. Doesn't always pay to branch out on your own.
All right, so basically what happened was this guy... Far out. That was really disturbing. Wow. Sawed off a branch from a tree, and the branch swung in such a fashion that it collided with his head.
Looked like
in such a fashion that he got decapitated. It looked like it was so fast, though.
I don't think he could have.
Jesus.
Wow. I think he was fine.
That's awful.
Anyway.
Somebody chiming in, unknown on the text line. Lots of feral cats in Pymble. I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
What's that in reference to?
I don't know. And Ewan and Austin Mee are saying, my number one goth chick is Dita Von Teese. I wonder if she's made our top six goth chicks.
Ooh, you'll have to stick around and find out after the break. No, we're doing it now. All right, I think we're going into the goth chicks
break.
Now.
Yeah, should we just do it? Have a quick break.
Wait, should we do it?
Yeah.
Go into it. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just have a quick break.
Okay.
Wherever there is light, there also exists the darkness. Our society might purport to be happy and playfully light, but lurk in the shadows might surprise you. Hello, and welcome to RML's Top 6 Goth Chicks. They're dark, they're sexy, they're mysterious. They belie little of what makes them tick. With black boots to kick, they're RML's Top 6 Goth Chicks. Take it away, boys.
That's eerie.
Oh, goosebumps.
That's right. We're counting down our Top 6 Goth Chicks. You guys have been, have been talking about this every single week, and we're finally doing it for you. Let's take it away, shall we?
Yeah. Mm. Coming in at number 6, Rob. What do we
it's
got?
It's the singer from the chick singer from Evanescence.
Oh,
she's feisty, she's fresh, and she can sing like an effing demon out of hell. That's right. Kicking off our list of the top goth chicks is the chick singer from Evanescence.
Woofed.
Yeah.
Okay, and at the number 5 spot, Mitch.
Oh, she's got a heart of blackness, but doesn't make me bleed like the goth chick from Breaking Bad. Jesse's girl makes us weak at the knees with her deathly outlook on life. She could break us bad any day. Jesse's girl.
Yeah,
all
right.
That's number 5. Number 4. She may not make us laugh, but she sure has a black soul. Where country meets road meets the highway to hell. Coming in at number 4, Kacey Chambers. This angel of darkness sure makes our heart ache. Am I not pretty enough? Is my heart... Vocals that's... like a bat out of hell.
That's right. She might not be pretty enough, but she can sing with the best of them.
Wow.
Making the number three spot in our top six list.
Making our way downtown.
Of the top six goth chicks is, of course, Angelina Jolie in Maleficent.
Before the sun sets on her 16th birthday, she will prick her finger on the spindle of the spinning wheel.
The world of princesses and fairies has needed something a touch darker for a long time, and Angelina Jolie certainly delivers with her goth-like performance in Maleficent.
Wow, yeah, that's worthy number three there.
I wanted to crush my heart in heels. And coming in at number two of our top six goth chicks is Daria, the cartoon character. Her dry and aloof demeanor made her an instant hit with hordes of no-hopers, depressed afternoon teenagers, locked into their TV screens for a captivating... relatable.
Playing a game?
No, just talking to the computer.
Do you always talk to your computer?
Only when the refrigerator's mad at me. I hate everybody.
Her dry, aloof wit. But she's got nothing on the Charm Chicks, right, Bernie?
Yeah, this is an honorable mention to the Charm Chicks. They're spooky and supernaturally sexy.
Excuse me, but I have issues.
Yes, I know, so do I, but Leo looked pretty beaten up already.
Yeah, you're right, which is why I'm now gonna go kick Piper's ass.
This trio of goth dips is a delicious way to start your TV watching experience. The Charm Chicks ticked all the boxes of three unique and engaging characters. What a trio, but save room, we've got more.
That's right, we do have more, like this one. Right, it's Tatu. Well, this one, Tatu, that I do hope is permanent. This is one Tatu that I do hope is permanent. The smash hit pop girl duo Tatu is about to paint the town black with their mysterious ways. All the things they say were running through our heads. Go figure, hey, they made our top two spot for our top six goth chicks.
Singing like a bat out of hell.
That's right.
So good.
And lastly, Mitch...
The number two spot honorable mention goes to the NCIS nerd chick. What a time to hit the books. NCIS nerd chick was an instant hit with the NCIS brand viewership and nerds alike. Her dorky goth ways led us into a scientific world of wonder, danger, and forensic-tinged darkness that is her straight-cut fringe.
Oh, so good.
You are so totally grounded in self-confidence. You make goth look... gorgeous and fun.
I'm not a scientist. I'm goth.
And a great one.
That's right. She's goth and proud of it. NCIS goth chick. Yeah. She's made honorable mention here in the goth chicks list.
A fringe even Satan would be proud of.
That's right. And it brings us to our number one spot.
The Addams Family chick.
Whoa! That's right. We teased the audio, before. Here's a little bit more from her.
Hello, kiddies. I'm Polly the Puppet. What shall we do today? I know. Let's all clean our rooms.
Hello, Polly. I'll clean my room in exchange for your immortal soul.
She's always got a bit of wit behind her. This one's a classic. The Addams Family chick. She was always there with the rest of the family. Uncle Fester, Morticia Addams, Gomez Addams, Lurch, Pugsley Addams, Grandmama. And who could forget the Thing?
Thanks for reminding me what the family is. That's
but
so good.
The Addams Family chick was the one who always set the tone of coolness with her cool goth ways. She had a tongue like a bat out of the demon zone of hell. And who could forget her little childish ways in the show that... just really made us think all things goth. That's why she's made our number one spot here on the goth list, RML.
Yes! Woo! Congratulations, Addams Family chick.
Awesome.
Well done.
That's
really good.
One last text here in regards to the NWest Beach protest.
What does it say?
Yeah, too much aircraft noise. Marrickville needs an airport.
Good idea. Yeah. Get those planes on the ground.
And apparently, thanks to Joe chiming in, saying Brisbane has a beach in the middle of the city, complete with their own surf club. With lifeguards, apparently. It's a surf life-saving club.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe.
Brisbane showing why it's ahead of the curve in some fashions.
That's right. Shall we head to Friendlies?
Young Friendlies?
Not Young Friendlies after this?
I'm down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Might punch a few lemon lagers.
I might get a Sprite.
Yeah, well, I think the protest's still going, so let's...
Yeah, let's head along. All right, cool. Thanks for sticking around with us. Thanks, Bernie.
No worries, bro.
Thanks, Mitch.
Thank you so much.
I'm Robbie, and you can listen back on the podcast, Robbie's Modern Life, on iTunes. And
oh, yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Leave a positive review. Yeah.
I always listen back there.
Robbie's Modern Life on Facebook as well. Stick around for some more FBI radio. This is Dutch Treat with their song First Bird to Awake, First Bird to Sing. Have a good day, a wonderful week.
You know, this is like 24/7.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Who does that?
What are you doing?
Thanks, guys. Bye.
24/7. Constantly goes. Just non-stop. Beats.
All night.
Yeah, all night.
I gotta hit the pub.
Who could be awake for that? I don't know.
Yeah, who's doing that?